repetitious learner. So when I'm on my job, I'm doing things over and over and over again. I'm not in a factory where I'm standing doing things. I have issues in plumbing that I have to deal with, and sometimes it's got to get down on my knees and pray, Lord, give me an answer. They don't make a product to fix this thing. So sometimes I have to figure out a way to do it myself. But first I want to pray, because the enemy's been on my back. I woke up at 3 in the morning with stomach cramps and pain, and I was rebuking the devil. So it's by prayer and by my, I was listening to Run Devil Run this morning, and again, to get him on the run, because we have that authority. We have more in us than we realize. We have more power, more supernatural authority in us than we can imagine. But do we use it? That's the thing. We have to tap into it. Sometimes that's not easy, because our flesh goes against it. It's thinking in the natural. Everything we do and say, we're thinking in this old fleshly way sometimes. I'm going to keep going. Because we could be dealing with a sickness or a pain, and we get to a point where you give up. You've been praying all this time. You've been praying and praying and having people pray for you. Finally, in your mind, you're thinking nothing's going to happen when somebody prays for you. You give up. But I just got done listening to the book of Job, which has been a very powerful man of God that through all that he went through, you know, something he never gave up was his integrity. He knew where he stood in God. And everybody around him was shooting him down, saying, you did something wrong. There's something hiding in you. You're not giving up something. You have a secret you're hiding. But he knew in his heart he was right with his God. And he stood strong on that to the very end. And look what? He got everything doubled back. But we're going to go through the same thing in life sometimes. But we stay strong. We have to stay strong. So how this, I always get a word of the month. Let's say last month I didn't get anything. So I felt Roger had a message for us, and he did. It was powerful. So right after that, I got a word measuring. I use tape measures constantly. I have 3 here, and here's what we're going to do. Renee, you hold on to that, and this is going to be an illustration. Something about Jesus, you know, he did parables, tons of parables and word pictures, didn't he? And he knew people like me needed them, because that's how I learned. He used water, he used children, he used trees. He used everything in teaching us things that we should learn. And this illustration with the measuring tape is that there was a time in our lives where we measured people in the natural sense. We made them to be somebody they didn't need to be. And then a couple days after I got that, guess what my devotional was? It was the perfect measuring stick. Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So there was a time in our lives where we looked at people's outward appearance, what they look like, how they dressed, all that, and we had an opinion about it. And the church programmed us to think, you don't go to church with short sleeves shirts on. You don't wear shorts to church, Chris. That's not what God wants. Or you don't wear a beard. See? So not going by God's standard, which is the Word of God, we start adding our own standards to the way people are. And we start judging. And then that hurts our walk. Because instead of being focused on Jesus, we're focusing on things that don't even matter. And then we offend people, hurt people. So, measuring ourselves by ourselves and comparing ourselves among ourselves will result in an inaccurate measurement. So it has to be by the Word of God. And you know, another thing, even we can use the Word of God to measure people. Instead of measuring ourselves, when we read it, when we listen to it, we start picking out people. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. They're not going to be blessed. So that's wrong. Without God's word, we can only guess at the measurement needed to arrive at God's standard. Just as estimating the perception of length without a measuring dice will result in inaccuracy. Likewise, our own righteousness will fail to meet the accurate measurement of God's standard. As filthy rags in God's sight, our righteousness is not sufficient. Throw it out. Our righteousness will not get us to heaven. It is only because Christ's redemptive work for us that we can measure up to God's standard. We deserve no credit for what we do to conform ourselves to God's measuring stick. Our good works, which follow faith, must be credited to Christ, who made it possible for us to comply to God's measure. So in measurements, a foot is a foot. It's 12 inches. It's not less, no more. Likewise, God's word never stretches, never shrinks to conform to human reasoning. And that's what we do a lot. We fight that battle in our flesh to try to compare. God's measuring standard never changes. So, the reason why I got this as an illustration is because there was a time in our life it was that long. Everything we measured was just looking at people's outward appearance. Trying to conform them to a standard that was set by a church or a man that you follow. And so many people today are... It's wild to think how gullible people are, can follow a man, and then when he says, oh, you're all going to die, drink this poison, it's hard to imagine falling into that trap. But we fell into it for 12 to 15 years. And then trying to change that to think differently, that becomes a battle. And we never even heard the word grace for all those years. By grace are you saved through faith, not that of yourself. It's a gift of God unto salvation. See? So we were trying to live by a standard that would be impossible to live by. So, after all these years, I believe I've gotten to a place maybe this long. My baby measuring tape. See, I still battle the flesh when I look at people. I can see somebody walking on the street and thinking, man, that's all they do. Why don't they get a job? You know what I mean? I start condemning, I start measuring, get my tape measure out again, and I'm wrong. And I believe I'll still battle that. But I want to get to a place where I see people through Jesus' eyes, because working with people that I do, I hear the stories and the things that they've been through in life. And I thought, wow, was I wrong? I have to slap myself because I was blowing it, because I was judging them by what I was looking at on the outside instead of looking at them from their heart. So you know how you get to know people now? Now I clam up. I let them talk. Tell me your story. Where did you come from? You know, how was your growing up? You know? And then you learn how to pray then. And you become more compassionate for people and know what their needs are. And that's like, wow, I really blew it. Until I'm put in their shoes, how can I say anything? So that's what I want to get over you today, is that let's learn to get our tape measures as small as possible when we look at people and want to reach out to them and strangers that we come in contact with. All right, I had other scriptures. You can look them up on measuring. Kenny helped me this morning. Get a notebook set up. I'll give you the scriptures. If you want to examine them, 2 Corinthians 10:7. Let me just read this one. You seem to always be looking at people by their outward appearance. Oh, that hit me. If someone is confident that he belongs to Christ, help should remind himself of this. We talked about this morning. Knowing where we are, knowing where you stand in Christ. We belong to Christ no less than he does. So take these. Might as well read the next one. Of course, we wouldn't dare to put ourselves in the same class or compare ourselves with those who rate themselves so highly. They compare themselves to one another and make up their own standards to measure themselves by. And then they judge themselves by their own standards. And today in our society, we're judged by your education, and what you do, how much you know, how much knowledge, how much money you make. So that gets us in a mindset of, man, if I don't perform or if I don't know how to do this, I feel terrible, you know? And then we go through these up and down emotions. I thank God I had a boss that I learned on the job training. If I blew it, I do it a different way. If, you know, the old way is old, let's do a new way. Let's use a new product. Let's use a new tool. If you can't do it with one, try it with another, you know, until it works. So then it says, what selfish delusion. Don't judge yourself. But we are those who chose to limit our boasting to only the measure of the work to which God has appointed us. A measure that, by the way, He reached as far as you. So what the Lord has put in you, let it flow out and never give up. The more it flows, the stronger you're going to get and the stronger you're going to touch other people's lives. And it's like a marriage, Ann and I. If she's growing in the Lord on her own and I'm growing in the Lord on my own, which that's the way it should be individually, don't expect that your other spouse or friend is going to make you more spiritual. Anne has to be growing in the Lord on her own. I have to be growing in the Lord on my own. If we want to get along and be unified, then that's the way it is. And we found petty little things don't, you know, make sense sometimes. Like which way you put the toilet paper on the toilet paper holder. Things like that. Stupid thing. You know? So you just laugh about it. Wow, I didn't know you thought like that. So, anyway, I just let me pray over you. And I hope you learned a little lesson from this, is that even with brothers and sisters in the church, it happens a lot. That we get our eyes off Jesus and we start majoring each other. Is so-and-so doing this right? And so-and-so dressing a certain way? You know, we got to stop that. Let's measure ourselves. See where we're at. Let's be in the Word and in prayer and let the Lord tell you where you need to change and everything else will fall into place. There are certain things we do have to correct. We do make mistakes. We are weak. Our flesh, we're battling it every day of our lives. That's where we need one another in prayer. So let me pray. Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for the lessons that you teach us in every way. Thank you for the teacher, the pastor, the evangelist, the prophets, the apostles. You use us in so many different ways to get your word across. So I just thank you today for your love. Thank you that we can flow freely in your spirit. And we shouldn't worry about time. So I just bless your people and go with us the rest of this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.